Blood Wedding by Federico García Lorca. Translated by James Graham Lujan and Richard L. O'Connell. With Anna Massey as the mother, Juliet Stevenson as the bride, and Alan Rickman as Leonardo. Blood Wedding is set in rural Spain. Lorca's only stage direction for the opening scene was A Room Painted Yellow.
Mother?
What?
I'm going.
Where?
To the vineyard.
Wait.
You want something?
Your breakfast, son.
Forget it. I'll eat grapes. Give me the knife.
What for?
To cut the grapes with.
Knives. Knives. Cursed be all knives and the scoundrel who invented them.
Let's talk about something else.
Guns and pistols and the smallest little knife and even hoes and pitchforks.
All right.
Everything that can slice a man's body. A handsome man, full of young life, who goes out to the vineyards or to his own olive groves, his own, because he's inherited them.
Be quiet.
And then that man doesn't come back. Or if he does come back, it's only for someone to cover him over with a palm leaf or a plate of rock salt so he won't bloat. I don't know how you dare carry a knife on your body, or how I let this serpent stay in the chest.
Have you had your say?
If I live to be 100, I talk of nothing else. First, your father. To me, he smelled like a carnation, and I had him for barely 3 years. Then your brother. Oh, is it right? How can it be that a small thing like a knife or a pistol can finish off a man? A bull of a man. No, I'll never be quiet. The months pass and the hopelessness of it stings in my eyes and even to the roots of my hair.
Let's end this talk.
No, no, let's not end this talk. Can anyone bring me your father back? Or your brother? Then there's the jail. What do they mean, jail? They eat there, smoke there, play music there. My dead men choking with weeds, silent, turning to dust. Two men, like two beautiful flowers. The killers in jail, carefree, looking at the mountains.
Do you want me to go kill them?
No. If I talk about it, it's because... Oh, how can I help talking about it, seeing you go out that door? It's... I don't like you to carry a knife. It's just that I wish you wouldn't go out to the fields.
Oh, come now.
I'd like it if you were a woman. Then you wouldn't be going out to the ravine and we'd both of us embroider linen and make little woolen dogs.
Mother, what if I should take you with me to the vineyards?
What would an old lady do in the vineyards? Were you going to put me down under the young vines?
Old lady, you little old lady.
Your father, he used to take me. That's the way with men of good stock, good blood. Your grandfather left a son on every corner. That's what I like. Men, men, wheat, wheat.
And I, Mother?
You? What?
Do I need to tell you again?
Oh.
You think it's bad?
No.
Well, then.
I don't know. It always surprises me. I know the girl is good, isn't she? Well-behaved, hard-working, needs her bread, sews her skirts, but... Even so, when I say her name, I feel as though someone had hit me on the forehead with a rock.
Foolishness.
More than foolishness. I'll be left alone. Now only you are left. I hate to see you go.
But you'll come with us.
No. I can't leave your father and brother here alone. I have to go to them every morning. And if I go away, it's possible one of the Felix family, one of the killers, might die and they'd bury him next to ours. And that'll never happen. Oh, no, that'll never happen because I dig them up with my nails and all by myself crush them against the wall.
There you go again.
Oh, forgive me. Forgive me. How long have you known her?
3 years. And I've been able to buy the vineyard.
3 years. She used to have another sweetheart, didn't she?
I don't know. I don't think so. Girls have to look at what they'll marry.
Yes. I looked at nobody. I looked at your father, and when they killed him, I looked at the wall in front of me. One woman with one man, and that is all.
You know my girl's good.
I don't doubt it. All the same, I'm sorry not to have known what her mother was like.
What difference does it make now?
Son.
What is it?
That's true. You're right. When do you want me to ask for the girl?
Does Sunday seem all right to you?
I'll take her the bronze earrings. They're very old. And you buy
Mother,
her...
Mother, you know more about that.
You buy her some openwork stockings, and for you, two suits. Three. I have no one but you now.
I'm going. Tomorrow I'll go and see her.
Yes, yes. And see if you can make me happy with six grandchildren, or as many as you want, since your father didn't live to give them to me.
The firstborn's for you.
Yes, but have some girls. I want to embroider and make lace and be at peace.
I'm sure you'll love my wife.
I'll love her. Oh, go on. You're too big now for kisses. Give them to your wife. When she is your wife.
I'm going.
And that land round the little mill, work it over. You've not taken good care of it.
You're right. I will.
God keep you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Come in.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
Just as you see me.
I came down to the village and I just stopped to see you. We live so far away.
It's 20 years since I've been up to the top of the street. Sit down.
You're looking well?
You think so?
Things happen. 2 days ago, they brought in my neighbor's son, with both arms sliced off by the machine.
Raphael?
Yes. And there you have him. For many times, I've thought your son and mine are better off where they are. Sleeping. Resting. Not running the risk of being left helpless. Where is your son?
He went out.
He finally bought the vineyard.
He was lucky.
Now he'll get married.
You know my son's sweetheart.
A good girl.
Yes, but...
But who knows her really well? Well, there's nobody. She lives out there alone with her father. So far away, 15 miles from the nearest house. But she's a good girl. Used to being alone.
And her mother?
Ah, her mother I did know. Beautiful. But I never liked her. She didn't love her husband.
Some people seem to know a great deal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to offend. But it's true. Now, whether she was decent or not, nobody said.
I wish no one knew anything about them, either the live one or the dead one. That they were like two thistles no one even names, but cuts down at the right moment.
You're right. Your son is worth a lot.
Yes, a lot. That's why I look after him. They told me the girl had a sweetheart some time ago.
Oh, she was about 15. Oh, he's been married 2 years now, to a cousin of hers, as a matter of fact. Oh, nobody remembers their engagement.
How do you remember it? Who was the boy?
Leonardo.
What Leonardo?
Leonardo Felix.
Felix?
Yes, but how is Leonardo to blame for anything? He was 8 years old in those days.
That's true, but I hear that name, Felix, and it's all the same. Felix, a slimy mouthful. He makes me spit. Spit so I won't kill.
Control yourself, woman. What good will it do?
No good. But you see how it is.
Yes, don't get in the way of your son's happiness. Don't say anything to him. You're old. So am I. Now it's time for you and me to keep quiet.
I'll say nothing to him.
No, nothing.
Such things.
I'm going. My men will soon be coming in from the fields.
Have you ever known such hot sun?
The children carrying water out to the reapers are black with it. Goodbye, woman.
Goodbye. Such things.
Lullaby, my baby. Once there was a big horse who didn't like water. The water was black there under the branches. When it reached the bridge, it stopped and it sang. Who can say, my baby, what the stream holds with its long tail in its green parlour?
Carnation, sleep, and dream. The horse won't drink from the stream.
Lullaby, my baby. My rose asleep now lies. Horse is starting to cry. His poor hooves were bleeding, his long mane was frozen, and deep in his eyes stuck a silvery dagger. Down he went to the river, oh, down he went, down, and his blood was running, oh, more than the water.
Carnation, sleep, and dream. The horse won't drink from the stream.
My rose asleep now lies. The horse is starting to cry.
He never did touch the dank river shore, though his muzzle was warm and with silvery flies. So to the hard mountains he could only whinny, just when the dead stream covered his throat. I... for the big horse who didn't like water. Aye, for the snow-wound big horse of the dawn.
Don't come in. Stop him and close up the window with branches of dreams and dreams of branches.
My baby is sleeping.
My baby is quiet.
Sleeping.
Resting.
Carnation, sleep, and dream. The horse won't drink from the stream.
Shh.
Yesterday, the baby wasn't well. He cried during the night.
Today, he's like a dahlia. And you? Were you at the blacksmith's?
I've just come from there. Would you believe it? For more than 2 months, he's been putting new shoes on the horse. They're always coming off. I think he pulls them off on the stone.
Couldn't it just be that you use him so much? Yesterday, the neighbours told me they'd seen you on the far side of the plains.
Who said that?
The women who gather capers. Was it you?
What would I be doing there in that wasteland?
That's what I said. But the horse was streaming sweat.
Did you see him?
No. Mother did. Oh. Do you want some lemonade?
With good cold water.
And then you didn't come to eat.
I was with the wheat weighers. They always hold me up.
They pay you a good price?
Fair.
I need a new dress. Oh. And the baby, a bonnet with ribbons.
Well, who's been racing the horse that way? He's down there worn out, his eyes popping from their sockets as though he'd come from the ends of the earth.
I have.
Oh, excuse me. He's your horse.
Leonardo was at the wheat buyer's.
He can burst for all I care.
Your drink. Is it cold?
Yes.
Did you hear they're going to ask for my cousin?
When?
Tomorrow. The wedding will be within a month. I hope they're going to invite us.
I don't know.
His mother, I think, wasn't very happy about the match.
Well, she may be right. She's a girl to be careful with.
Leonardo, I don't like to have you thinking bad things about a good girl.
If he does, it's because he knows her. Didn't you know your husband courted her for 3 years?
But I left her. Oh. Are you going to cry now? Stop that. Let's go and see the baby.
Signora! Signora!
What is it, girl?
The groom came to the shop and he's bought the best of everything they had.
Was he alone?
No, with his mother. Stern, tall, and such extravagance.
Mm, they have money.
And they bought some openwork stockings. Oh, such stockings. A woman's dream of stockings. Look, a swallow here, a ship here, and here. A rose.
Child.
A rose with the seeds and the stem. Oh, all in silk. Oh!
Two rich families are being brought together.
What are you doing here?
I came to tell you what they're buying.
We don't care! Oh,
leave her alone.
Leonardo, it's not that important.
Please, excuse me.
Why do you always have to make trouble with the people?
Who asked you to speak? Oh.
What's the matter with you? What's boiling inside your head?
That's enough.
No. I want you to look at me and tell me.
Leave me alone.
Oh, where are you going, love?
Can't you keep your mouth shut?
Oh, quiet, woman. Oh, the baby. His poor hooves were bleeding. His long mane was frozen, and deep in his eyes stuck a silvery dagger. Down he went to the river. Oh, down he went, down. And his blood was running, oh, more than the water.
Carnation, sleep, and dream. The horse is drinking from the stream.
Aye, for the big horse who didn't like water.
Don't come near. Don't come in. Go away to the mountains. Aye, for the snow wound big horse of the dawn.
My baby is sleeping.
My baby is resting.
Carnation, sleep and dream. The horse won't drink from the stream.
My rose asleep now lies. The horse is starting to cry.
Please come in. Won't you sit down? They'll be right here.
Leave the presents over here.
Yes, Mother.
Did you wear the watch?
Yes.
We have to be back on time. How far away these people live.
But this is good land.
Good, but much too lonely. A four-hour trip and not one house, not one tree.
This is the wasteland.
Your father would have covered it with trees.
Without water?
He would have found some. In the 3 years we were married, he planted 10 cherry trees. Those 3 walnut trees by the mill. A whole vineyard. And a plant called Jupiter, which had scarlet flowers. But it dried up.
She must be dressing.
Good afternoon. Was it a long trip?
4 hours.
You must have come the longest way.
I'm too old to come along the cliffs by the river.
My mother gets dizzy.
Oh, please, sit down. A good hemp harvest?
A very good one.
When I was young, this land didn't even grow hemp. We had to punish it, even weep over it, to make it give us anything useful.
But now it does. Don't complain. I'm not here to ask you for anything.
You're richer than I. Your vineyards are worth a fortune. Each young vine, a silver coin. But, you know, what bothers me is that our lands are separated. I'd like to have everything together. One thorn I have in my heart, and that's the little orchard there, stuck in between my fields, and they won't sell it to me for all the gold in the world.
That's the way it always is.
If we could take just 20 teams of oxen and move your vineyards over here and put them down on that hillside, how happy I'd be.
But why?
What's mine is hers, and what's yours is his, that's why. Just to see it all together, how beautiful it is to bring things together.
And it would be less work.
When I die, you could sell ours and buy land here.
Sell? Sell? Bah! Buy, my friend, buy everything. If I'd had sons, I would have bought all this mountainside right up to the part with the stream. It's not good land, but strong arms can make it good. And since no people pass by, they don't steal your fruit. And you can sleep in peace.
You know what I'm here for.
Yes.
And?
It seems all right to me. They have talked it over.
My son has money and knows how to manage it.
My daughter, too.
My son is handsome. He's never known a woman. His good name cleaner than a sheet spread out in the sun.
No need to tell you about my daughter. At 3, when the morning star shines, she prepares the bread. She never talks. Soft as wool. She embroiders all kinds of fancy work. And she can cut a strong cord with her teeth.
God bless her house.
May God bless it.
When would you like the wedding?
Next Thursday.
The day on which you'll be exactly 22 years old.
22. My eldest son would be that age if he were alive. Warm and manly as he was, he'd be living now if men hadn't invented knives.
One mustn't think about that.
Every minute, always a hand on your breast.
Thursday, then, is that right?
That's right.
You and I and the bridal couple will go in a carriage to the church, which is very far from here. The wedding party on the carts and horses they'll bring with them.
I agree.
She's ready now.
Tell her she may come in.
Very well.
I shall be very pleased if you like my daughter.
Father says you can go in.
Come here, child. Are you happy?
Yes, Signora.
You shouldn't be so solemn. After all, she's going to be your mother.
I'm happy. I've said yes because I wanted to.
Naturally. Look at me.
She resembles my wife in every way.
Yes. What a beautiful expression. Do you know what it is to be married, child?
I do.
A man, some children, and a wall 2 yards thick for everything else.
Is anything else needed?
No. Just that you all live. That's it. Live long.
I'll know how to keep my word.
Here are some gifts for you.
Thank you.
Shall we have something?
Nothing for me. For you, son?
Yes, thank you.
Wine?
He doesn't touch it.
All the better.
I'll come tomorrow.
What time?
5.
I'll be waiting for you.
When I leave your side, I feel a great emptiness. Something like a knot in my throat.
When you're my husband, you won't have it any longer.
That's what I tell myself.
Come. The sun doesn't wait. Are we agreed on everything?
Everything.
Goodbye, daughter.
I'll come out with you. There, you see this?
Gone. I'm bursting to see the presents.
Stop that.
Oh, child, show them to me.
I don't want to.
Well, at least the stockings, please.
I said no.
Well, all right, then. It looks as if you didn't want to get married.
Child,
what's the matter with you? Are you sorry to give up your queen's life? Don't think of bitter things. Have you any reason to? None. Let's look at the presents.
Let go.
Oh, you're hurting.
Let go, I said.
Oh, you're stronger than a man.
Haven't I done a man's work? I wish I were.
Don't talk like that.
Be quiet! Let's talk about something else.
Did you hear a horse last night?
What time?
3.
It might have been a stray horse from the herd.
No. It carried a rider.
How do you know?
Because I saw him. He was standing by your window. It shocked me greatly.
Maybe it was my fiancé. Sometimes he comes by at that time.
No.
You saw him?
Yes.
Who was it?
It was Leonardo.
You liar. You liar. Why should he come here?
He came.
Be quiet! Shut your cursed mouth!
I'll finish combing your hair out here.
It's too warm to stay in there.
This country doesn't even cool off at dawn.
My mother came from a place with a lot of trees. From a fertile country.
And she was so happy.
But she wasted away here.
Fate.
As we're all wasting away here, the very walls give off heat. Ow! Don't pull so hard.
I'm only trying to fix this wave better. Oh, lucky you. Going to put your arms around a man and kiss him and feel his weight.
Quiet.
And the best part will be when you wake up and you'll feel him at your side. And when he caresses your shoulders with his breath like a little nightingale's feather.
Will you be quiet?
But child, what is a wedding? A wedding is just that and nothing more. A shining bed and a man and a woman.
But you shouldn't talk about it.
No. I'm going to put the orange blossoms on from here to here, so the wreath will shine out on the top of your hair.
Give it to me. And the mirror.
Now what's the matter?
Leave me alone.
This is no time for you to start feeling sad. Give me the wreath. Child, you're just asking God to punish you, throwing the wreath on the floor like that. Raise your head. Don't you want to get married?
Storm clouds. A chill wind that cuts through my heart.
You love your sweetheart, don't you?
I love him.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you do.
But this is a very serious step.
You've got to take it.
I've already given my word.
I'll put on the wreath.
Hurry. They should be arriving soon.
They've already been at least 2 hours on the way.
How far is it from here to the church?
5 leagues by the stream, but twice that by the road. Awake, O bride, awaken. On your wedding morning, waken. The world's rivers may all bear along your bridal crown.
Come now.
Awake with the fresh bouquet of flowering laurel. Awake by the trunk and the branch of the laurels.
Open the door. There must be the first guests.
You go to your room. You?
Yes, me. Good morning.
The first one.
Wasn't I invited?
Yes.
That's why I'm here.
Where's your wife?
I came on my horse. She's coming by the road.
Didn't you meet anyone?
I passed them on my horse.
You're going to kill that horse with so much racing.
When he dies, he's dead. Where's the bride?
I'm just on my way to dress her. Nobody's up yet.
The bride. She ought to be happy.
How's the baby?
What baby?
Your son.
The bride's going to wear a big wreath, isn't she? One a little smaller would look better on her. Has the groom already brought her the orange blossom that must be worn on the breast?
Yes. He brought it.
Don't come out like that, child.
What does it matter? Why do you ask if he brought the orange blossom? Do you have something in mind?
You know I don't. What have I ever meant to you? Open your memory. Refresh it. My two oxen and an ugly little hut weren't enough. That's the thorn.
What have you come here to do?
To see your wedding?
Just as I saw yours.
Tied up by you, done with your two hands. Oh, they can kill me, but they can't spit on me. But even money, which shines so much, spits sometimes.
Liar!
I shouldn't say anything. I'm hot-blooded, and I don't want to shout so all these hills will hear me.
My shouts would be louder.
You have to stop talking like this. You don't have to talk about what's past.
She's right. I shouldn't even talk to you. But it offends me to the soul that you should come here to watch me and spy on my wedding. Go and wait for your wife at the door.
Can't you and I even talk?
No. No, you can't talk.
Ever since I got married, I've been thinking night and day about whose fault it was. And every time I think about it, out comes a new fault to eat up the old one. There's always a fault left.
A man with a horse knows a lot of things and can do a lot to trample over a girl stuck out in the desert. But I have my pride, and that's why I'm getting married. I'll lock myself in with my husband, and then I'll have to love him above everyone else.
Pride won't help you a bit.
Don't you come near me.
To burn with desire and keep quiet about it is the greatest punishment we can bring on ourselves. What good was pride to me? And not seeing you and letting you lie awake night after night, no good. It only served to bring the fire down on me. You think that time heals and walls hide things. But it isn't true, it isn't true. When things get that deep inside you, there isn't anybody can change them.
I can't listen to you. I can't listen to your voice. It's as though I'd drunk a bottle of anise and fallen asleep wrapped in a quilt of roses. It pulls me along and I know I'm drowning, but I go on down.
You've got to go. At once.
Don't worry. This is the last time I'll ever talk to her.
I know I'm mad. I know my breast rots with longing, but here I am, calmed by hearing him, by just seeing him move his arms.
I'd never be at peace if I didn't tell you these things. I got married. Now you get married.
But she is getting married.
Awake, O bride. Awaken.
The people are here now. Don't you come near her again, Leonardo.
Don't worry.
Awake with the green bouquet of love in flower.
Awake, bride, awaken.
Awake by the trunk and the branch of the laurels.
Awake with your long hair, snowy sleeping gown. Painted leather boots with silver and your forehead jasmine's crown.
Bouche
shepherdess, the moon begins to shine.
Oh, gallant, leave your hat beneath the vine. Bride, awaken, for over the fields the wedding draws nigh, with trays heaped with dahlias and cakes piled high. The bride has set her white wreath in place, and the groom ties it on with a golden lace.
Shadowy bells are shaken in the dawn, just awaken.
By the wild bride, to the day of maiden, to a mortal wife.
Oh, dark one, come down, trailing the train of your silken gown.
Little dark one, come down, cold morning wears a dewy crown.
Captain's wife the groom will marry. He comes with his oxen, the treasure to carry.
The groom is like a flower of gold. When he walks, blossoms at his feet unfold.
Oh, my lucky girl.
Through the windows, hear the wedding shouts.
Let the bride come out.
Come out! Come out!
Let the bells ring and ring out clear.
For here she comes. For now she's near.
Like a bull, the wedding is arising here.
Let me kiss you. What scent did you put on your hair?
None at all.
Here's the groom.
Salute!
Salute!
The groom is like a flower of gold. Quiet breezes from his eyes unfold.
Why did you put on those shoes?
They're gayer than the black ones.
Salute! That's Leonardo's wife.
I kiss the bride. Come along, Leonardo.
The morning you're to marry, we give you a wreath to wear.
So the fields may be made happy with the dew dropped from your hair.
Are those people here too?
Yeah, they're part of the family. Today is a day of forgiveness.
I'll put up with it, but I don't forgive.
Let's go to the church quickly.
Are you in a hurry?
Yes, I want to be your wife right now so that I can be with you alone, not hearing any voice but yours.
That's what I want.
Not seeing any eyes but yours, and for you to hold me so hard that even though my dead mother should call me, I wouldn't be able to draw away from you.
My arms are strong. I'll hug you for 40 years without stopping.
Forever.
Quick now, round up the teams and carts. The sun's already out.
And go along carefully. Let us hope all goes well.
As you set out from your home and to the church go, remember Yule is shining with a star's glow.
As you set out from your house, O maiden white, remember you leave shining with a star's light.
Clean of body, clean of clothes, from her home to church she goes. Ah, the white maid. Dark winds are the lace of her mantilla.
Let's go, Leonardo.
Where?
To the church, but not on your horse.
In the cart?
Is there anything else?
I'm not the kind of man to ride in a cart.
Nor I the wife to go to a wedding without her husband. I can't stand any more of this.
Neither can I.
And why do you look at me that way? With a thorn in each eye.
Let's go.
I don't know what's happening, but I think, and I don't want to think. One thing I do know. I'm already cast off by you. But I have a son, and another coming, and so it goes. My mother's fate was the same.
Come along, hurry up! Come on.
As you set out from your home, and to the church go,
Remember, you leave shining with a star's glow. I left my house like that too. They could have stuffed the whole countryside in my mouth. I was that trusting.
Let's go.
But you with me.
Yes, yes.
As you set out from your home and to the church go, remember, you leave shining with a star's glow.
A turning. The wheel was a turning and the water was flowing, for the wedding night comes. May the branches part and the moon be arrayed at her white balcony rail.
Set out the tablecloth. Get the wine ready.
Elegant girl, most elegant in the world. See the way the water is flowing, for your wedding night comes. Hold your skirts close in under the bridegroom's wing and never leave your house. For the bridegroom is a dove with his breast a firebrand and the fields wait for the whisper of spurting blood.
Get the wine ready.
A turning, the wheel was a turning and the water was flowing, for your wedding night comes. Oh, water sparkle.
At last.
Are we the first ones?
No, Leonardo and his wife arrived a while ago. They drove like demons. His wife got here dead with fright. They made the trip as though they'd come on horseback.
That one's looking for trouble. He's not of good blood.
What blood would you expect him to have? His whole family's blood. It comes down from his great-grandfather, who began the killings, and it goes on down through the whole evil breed of knife-wielding and false-smiling men.
Well, let's leave it at that.
It hurts me to the depths of my being. On the forehead of all of them, I see only the hand with which they killed what was mine. Can you really see me? Don't I seem mad to you? It's the madness of not having shrieked out all my breast needs to. Always in my breast there's a shriek standing on tiptoe that I have to beat down and hold in under my shawls. But the dead are carried off, and one has to keep still. And then people find fault.
Today is not the day for you to be remembering these things.
When the talk turns on it, I have to speak. And more so today, because today I'm left alone in my house.
But with the expectation of having someone with you.
That's my hope. Grandchildren.
I want them to have lots of children. This land needs hands that aren't hired. Lots of sons are needed.
And some daughters. Men are like the wind. They're forced to handle weapons. Girls never go out into the street.
Yeah, I think they'll have both.
My son will cover her well. He's of good seed. His father could have had many sons with me.
What I'd like is to have all this happen in a day, so that right away they'd have two or three boys.
But it's not like that. It takes a long time. That's why it's so terrible to see one's own blood spilled out on the ground. A fountain that spurts for a minute, but costs us years. When I got to my son, he lay fallen in the middle of the street. I wet my hands with his blood and licked them with my tongue because it was my blood. You don't know what that's like. In a glass and topaz shrine, I put the earth moistened by his blood.
Now you must hope. My daughter is wide-hipped and your son is strong.
That's why I'm hoping.
Get the wheat trays ready.
They're all ready.
May it be for the best.
Thank you.
Is there going to be a celebration?
A small one. People can't stay long.
Here they are.
Yes. The bride and the groom.
I can't stand it.
There's never been a wedding with so many people.
Never.
It was brilliant.
What are you thinking about, child?
I'm not thinking about anything.
Your blessings weigh heavily.
Like lead.
They shouldn't weigh so. Happy as a dove you ought to be.
Are you staying here tonight?
No. My house is empty.
You ought to stay.
Come, come and see the dance they're forming. It makes me happy to watch them. Oh, what a change for this house.
Come. Did you like the orange blossom?
Yes.
It's made of wax. It will last forever. I wanted you to have them all over your dress.
No need of that.
Let's go and take off your wreath.
Yes, I'll be back in a minute.
I hope you'll be very happy with my cousin.
I'm sure I will.
The two of you here, never going out, building a home. Oh, I wish I could live far away like this, too.
Why don't you buy land? The mountainside's cheap. Children grow up better.
We don't have any money. Oh. And at the rate we're going...
Your husband's a good worker.
Yes, but he likes to fly around too much from one thing to another. Leonardo is not a patient man.
Aren't you having anything? I'm going to wrap up some wine cakes for your mother. She likes them so much.
Oh, set aside 3 dozen for her.
No, a half dozen's enough for her.
But today's our day.
Where's Leonardo?
He must be with the guests.
I'm going to go and see. Leonardo! Leonardo!
Aren't you dancing?
No one will ask me. Oh,
lively old girls like you dance better than the young ones.
Oh, well, are you tossing me a compliment, boy? Oh, what a family yours is. Men among men. As a little girl, I saw your grandfather's wedding. What a figure. It seemed as if a mountain were getting married.
I'm not as tall.
But there's the same twinkle in your eye. Where's the girl?
Taking off her wreath.
Look, for midnight, since you won't be sleeping, I've prepared ham for you and some large glasses of old wine on the lower shelf of the cupboard, in case you need it.
I won't be eating at midnight.
Well, if not you, maybe the bride.
Ah, here you are.
Let go of me.
Are you frightened of me?
Let go.
Why?
Well, the people, they can see us.
What of it? It's consecrated now.
Yes, but let me be. Later.
What's the matter with you? You look frightened.
I'm all right.
I don't mean to intrude.
What is it?
Did Leonardo come through here?
No.
Because I can't find him. And his horse isn't in the stable either.
Leonardo must be out racing it.
Leonardo! Leonardo!
Aren't you too happy and proud with so many good wishes?
I wish it were over. The bride's tired.
Oh, that's no way to act, child.
I feel as though I've been struck on the head.
A bride from these mountains must be strong. You're the only one who can cure her, because she's yours.
Let's go and dance.
No, I'd like to stretch out on my bed a little.
I'll keep you company.
Never. With all these people here, what would they say? Let me be quiet for a minute.
Whatever you say. But don't be like that tonight.
I'll be better tonight.
That's what I want.
Son.
Where have you been?
Out there, in all that noise. Are you happy?
Yes.
Where's your wife?
Resting. It's a bad day for brides.
A bad day? The only good one. To me, it was like coming into my own, like the breaking of new ground, the planting of new trees.
Are you leaving?
Yes, I ought to be at home.
Alone?
Not alone, for my head is full of things, of men, of fights.
But now the fights are no longer fights.
While you live, you have to fight. Try to be loving with your wife. And if you see she's acting foolish or touchy, caress her in a way that will hurt her a little. A strong hug, a bite, and then a soft kiss. Not so she'll be angry, but just so she'll feel you're the man, the boss, the one who gives all.
Where is my daughter?
She went to her room.
I learned that from your father. And since you don't have him, I have to be the one to tell you about these strong defences.
I'll always do as you say.
Oh, get the bride and groom. We're going to dance.
Yes, the groom will lead.
Hey, hey.
she's not there.
No.
I just can't find her. I'll go and look.
She isn't there.
Not there.
But where could she have gone?
Where's the girl? Where is she?
That we don't know.
I'll try again.
Isn't she in the dance?
She's not in the dance.
Well, there are a lot of people. Go and look.
I've already looked.
Where is she?
Nowhere. Not anywhere.
What does this mean? Where is your daughter?
They've run away.
What?
They've run away. She and Leonardo. On the horse. With their arms around each other, they rode off like a shooting star.
That's not true. Not my daughter.
Yes. Your daughter. Spawn of a wicked mother. And he too. But now she's my son's wife.
We'll go after them.
Who has a horse? Right away. Who has a horse? I'll give them all I have. My eyes, my tongue.
Here's one.
Go, my son. After them. No, no, don't go. Those people will kill quickly and well. But yes, run. And I'll follow.
Come!
It couldn't be my daughter. Perhaps she's thrown herself in the well.
Decent women throw themselves in water, not that one. But now, she's my son's wife. Two groups. There are two groups here. My family and yours. Everyone, set out from here. Shake the dust from your heels. We'll go and help my son. For he has his family. Out of here, on all roads. The hour of blood has come again. Two groups, you with yours and I with mine. After them, after them. Run, I'll follow. Yes, the hour of blood has come again.
Have they found them?
No. But they're looking for them everywhere.
They'll find them.
Shh! What? They seem to be coming closer on all the roads at once.
When the moon comes out, they'll see them.
They ought to let them go.
Ah, the world is wide. Everybody can live in it.
But they'll kill them.
You have to follow your passion. They did right to run away.
They were deceiving themselves. But at the last, blood was stronger.
Blood.
You have to follow the path of your blood.
But blood that sees the light of day is drunk up by the earth.
Well, what of it? Better dead with the blood drained away than alive with it rotting. By now he must be loving her.
Her body for him. His body for her.
They'll find them and they'll kill them.
Yeah, but by then they'll have mingled their bloods. They'll be like two empty jars, like two dry rivers.
The bridegroom will find them, with or without the moon. I saw him set out, like a raging star, his face the color of ashes. He looked the fate of all his clan.
You think they'll be able to break through the circle?
It's hard to. There are knives and guns all around.
He's riding a good horse.
But he's carrying a woman.
Shh. The moon's coming out now.
Oh, rising moon.
Moon among the great leaves, cover the blood with jasmines.
Oh, lonely moon. Moon among the great leaves, silver on the bride's face. Oh, evil moon.
Leave for their love a branch in shadow.
Oh, sorrowing moon. Leave for their love a branch in shadow.
Swan in the river, and a cathedral's eye, false dawn on the leaves. They'll not escape. These things am I. Who is hiding? And who sobs in the thorn breaks of the valley? The moon sets a knife abandoned in the air, which being a leaden threat yearns to be blood's pain. Let me in. I come freezing down to walls and windows. Open roofs, open breasts where I may warm myself. I'm cold. My ashes of somnolent metal seek the fire's crest on mountains and streets, but the snow carries me upon its mottled back and pools soak me in their water, hard and cold. This night there will be red blood for my cheeks and for the reeds that cluster at the wide feet of the wind. Let there be neither shadow nor bower, and then they can't get away. Oh, let me enter a breast where I may get warm. A heart for me, warm, that will spurt over the mountains of my chest. Let me come in. Oh, let me. I want no shadows. My rays must get in everywhere. Even among the dark trunks, I want the whisper of gleaming lights so that this night there will be sweet blood for my cheeks and for the reeds that cluster at the wide feet of the wind. Who is hiding? Out, I say. No, they will not get away. I will light up the horse with a fever bright as diamonds.
That moon's going away just when they're near. Ah, they won't get past here. The river's whisper and the whispering tree trunks will muffle the torn flight of their shriek. It has to be here, and soon I'm worn out. The coffins are ready, and white sheets wait on the floor of the bedroom for heavy bodies with torn throats. Let not one bird awake. Let the breeze gathering their moans in her skirt, fly with them over black treetops, or bury them in soft mud. Oh, that moon! That moon!
They're coming. One man through the ravine and the other along the river. I'm going to light up the boulders. What do you need, beggar?
Nothing.
The wind blows hard now, with a double edge.
Light up the waistcoat and open the buttons. The knives will know the path after that.
But let them be a long time a-dying, so the blood will slide its delicate hissing between my fingers. Look how my ashen valleys already are waking in longing for this fountain of shuddering gushes.
Let's not let them get past the ravine. Silence.
There they come.
Quick, quick. Lots of light. Did you hear me? They can't get away. Quick, lots of light. I'll hide over here.
This way.
You won't find them.
I'll find them. No. Just a moment ago, I felt the galloping.
It could have been another horse.
Listen to me. There's only one horse in the whole world. And this one's it. Can't you understand? If you're going to follow me without talking.
It's only that I want
to... Be quiet. I'm sure of meeting them. You see this arm? Well, it's not my arm. It's my brother's arm and my father's and that of all the dead ones in my family. It has so much strength that it can pull this tree up by the roots if it wants to. Let's move on. Here I feel the clenched teeth of all my people in me so that I can't breathe easily. Let's go. I must find them.
Death among the great leaves, don't open the gush of blood.
Oh, lonely death,
death among the dried leaves, don't lay flowers over the wedding.
Oh, sad death,
leave for their love a green branch.
Oh, evil death, leave for their love a branch of green.
Quiet.
I'll go on alone. You go now. I want you to turn back.
Quiet, I said.
With your teeth, with your hands, any way you can. Take from my clean throat the metal of this chain and let me live forgotten back there in my house on the ground. And if you don't want to kill me as you would kill a tiny snake, set in my hands, a bride's hands, the barrel of your shotgun. Oh, what pain. What fire sweeps up through my head. What glass splinters are stuck in my tongue.
We've taken this step now.
Hush.
Because they're close behind us, and I must take you with me.
But it must be by force.
By force? Who was it first went down the stairway?
I went down it.
And who was it put a new bridle on the horse?
I myself did, it's true.
And whose were the hands strapped spurs to my boots?
The same hands, these that are yours, but which when they see you would like to break the blue branches of your veins and silence the murmur of your blood.
I love you. I love you, but leave me. For if I were able to kill you, I'd wrap you round in a shroud with the edges bordered in violets. Oh, what pain! What fire sweeps up through my head!
What glass splinters are stuck in my tongue. Because I tried to forget you and put a wall of stone between your house and mine. It's true. You remember? And when I saw you in the distance, I threw sand in my eyes. But I was riding a horse, and the horse went straight to your door. My red blood turned black, and in me, our dream was choking my flesh with its poisoned weeds. Oh, it isn't my fault. The fault is the earth's and this fragrance that you exhale from your breasts and your hair.
Oh, this is madness. I want from you neither bed nor food. But there's not a minute each day that I don't want to be with you. Because you drag me and I come. And you tell me to go back and I follow you. Like chaff blown on the breeze. I have left a good, honest man. And all his people. With the wedding feast half over and wearing my bridal wreath. But you are the one who will be punished and I don't want that to happen. Leave me alone now. Run away. There's no one who will defend you.
The birds of early morning are calling among the trees. The night is dying on the stone's ridge. Let's go to a hidden corner where I may love you forever. For to me the people don't matter, nor the poison they throw at us. Oh.
Sleep at your feet to watch over your dreams. Naked, looking over the fields as though I were a whore. Because that's what I am. Oh, I look at you and your beauty sears me.
Fire is stirred by fire. The same tiny flame will kill two wheat heads together. Let's go.
Where are you taking me?
Where they cannot come, these men who surround us, where I can look at you.
Yes, carry me with you from fair to fair, ashamed to clean women, so the people will see me with my wedding sheets on the breeze like banners.
I too would want to leave you if I thought as men should. But wherever you go, I go. You're the same. Take a step. Try. Nails of moonlight have fused my waist and your hips.
Yes.
They're coming.
Run! It's fitting that I should die here with water over my feet, thorns upon my head, and fitting the leaves should mourn me, a woman lost and virgin.
Be quiet, they're coming.
Go, go.
Don't let them hear us. You go first. Hurry!
Both of us. Together.
Any way you want. If they separate us, it will be because I am dead.
And I dead too.
Them be a long time a-dying, so the blood will slide its delicate hissing between my fingers.
I have come by the road. I saw them. They'll be here soon. Two torrents still at last. Among the great boulders, two men at the horse's feet, two dead men in the night splendor. Dead, yes, dead.
Are they coming yet?
We don't know.
I want to go back and find out all about it.
You, back to your house. Brave and alone in your house. To grow old and to weep. But behind closed doors. Never again. Neither dead nor alive. We'll nail up our windows. Let rains and nights fall on bitter weeds.
What could have happened?
It doesn't matter what. Put a veil over your face. Your children are yours. That's all. On the bed, put a cross of ashes where Leonardo's pillow was. Come. Let's go.
Dead, yes, dead. Crushed flowers for eyes, and their teeth, two fistfuls of hard frozen snow. Both of them fell, and the bride returns with bloodstains on her skirt and hair. And they come, covered with two sheets, carried on the shoulders of two tall boys. That's how it was. Nothing more. What was fitting? Over the golden flower, dirty sand. Over the golden flower, they're bringing the dead from the ravine. Dark the one, dark the other. What shadowy nightingale flies and weeps over the golden flower?
Quiet, I said. Is there anybody here? My son ought to answer me. But now my son is an armful of shriveled flowers. My son is a fading voice beyond the mountains now. Will you be quiet? I want no wailing in this house. Your tears are only from your eyes. But when I'm alone, mine will come from the soles of my feet, from my roots burning more than blood.
Come to my house. Don't you stay here.
I want to be here. Here, in peace. They're all dead now. And at midnight I'll sleep. Sleep without terror of guns or knives. Other mothers will go to their windows, lashed by rain, to watch their sons' faces. But not I. And of my dreams, I'll make a cold ivory dove that will carry camellias of white frost to the graveyard. But no, not graveyard. Not graveyard. A couch of earth, the bed that shelters them and rocks them in the sky. Take your hands from your face. We have terrible days ahead. I want to see no one. The earth and I, my grief and I, and these four walls. I...
Take pity on yourself.
I must be calm. Because the neighbor women will come and I don't want them to see me so poor. So poor. A woman without even one son to hold to her lips.
Where are you going?
I'm coming in here.
Who is it?
Well, don't you recognize her?
That's why I asked who it was. Because I don't want to recognize her, so I won't sink my teeth in her throat, you snake! Look at her. There she is, and she's crying while I stand here calmly and don't tear her eyes out. I don't understand myself. Can it be I didn't love my son? Where's his good name? Where is it now? Where is it? Oh, no.
For God's sake, woman, stop! Please stop!
Let her! I came here so that she would kill me and take me away with them. But not with her hands. With grappling hooks. With a sickle with force until they break my bones. Let her. I want her to know that I am clean. That I may be insane, but they can bury me without a single man ever having seen himself in the whiteness of my breasts.
Be quiet, be quiet. What do I care about that?
Because I ran away with the other one. I ran away! You would have gone too. I was a woman burning with desire, full of sores inside and out. And your son was a little bit of water from which I hoped for children. Land, health. But the other one was a dark river, choked with branches that brought me the murmuring of its rushes and its whispered song. And I went along with your son, who was like a little boy of cold water. But the other sent against me hundreds of birds who got in my way and left white frost on my wounds. My wounds of a poor, withered woman, of a girl caressed by fire. I didn't want to. Remember that. I didn't want to. Your son was my fate, and I have not betrayed him. But the other one's arms dragged me along like the pull of the sea, like the head toss of a mule. And he would have dragged me always, 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 even if I were an old woman and all your son's sons held me by the hair.
She is not to blame. Nor am I.
Take your revenge on me. Here I am. See how soft my throat is? It would be less work for you than cutting a dahlia in your garden. But never that. Clean, clean as a newborn child. And strong enough to prove it to you. Light the fire. Let's stick our hands in. You for your son, I for my body. You'll draw yours out first.
But what does your good name matter to me? What does your death matter to me? What does anything about anything matter to me? Blessed be the wheat stalks, because my sons are under them. Blessed be the rain, because it wets the face of the dead. Blessed be God, who stretches us out together to rest.
Let me weep with you.
Weep. But at the door.
They're bringing them now.
Sweet nails, cross adored, sweet name of Christ our Lord.
Sweet nails,
cross adored,
sweet name
of Christ our Lord.
Sweet nails,
cross adored, sweet name of Christ our Lord.
Leonardo was a beautiful horseman. Now he's a heap of snow. He rode to airs and mountains and women's arms. Now the night's dark moss crowns any husband's forehead.
And you, my son, a sunflower to your mother, a mirror of the earth. Let them put on your breast the cross of bitter rose bay, and over you a sheet of shining silk. Between your quiet hands, let water form its lament. It's the same thing. Always the cross. The cross.
May the cross protect both the quick and the dead.
Neighbors, with a knife, with a little knife, on their appointed day, between 2 and 3, these 2 men killed each other for love. With a knife, with a tiny knife that barely fits the hand, but that slides in clean through the astonished flesh and stops at the place where trembles enmeshed the dark root of a scream.
Sweet nails,
cross the Lord.
Sweet name
of Christ our Lord.
Sweet nails, cross the Lord.
Sweet name of Christ our Lord.
And this is a knife. A tiny knife that barely fits the hand. Like a fish without scales, without river. So that on their appointed day, between 2 and 3, with this knife, 2 men are left stiff, with their lips turning yellow.
And it barely fits the hand, but it slides in clean through the astonished flesh and stops there at the place where trembles enmeshed the dark root of a scream.
In Blood Wedding by Federico Garcia Lorca, translated by James Graham Lujan and Richard L. O'Connell, Anna Massey was the mother, Juliet Stevenson, the bride, Michael Jenner, the bridegroom, and Alan Rickman, Leonardo. Leonardo's mother-in-law was Tessa Worsley, his wife, Jenny Funnell, the servant woman, Jean Anderson, the wedding guest, Anne Rosenfeld, the neighbour, Catherine Parr, and the bride's father, Manning Wilson. The young man was David Timpson, and Death as a Beggar was Annie Lee Taylor. The woodcutters were Richard Durden, David Lerner, and Stephen Rashbrook. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed by Philip Pickett and played by Paco Peña, Catherine Bott, Steve Henderson, and Philip Pickett. The sound balance was by Keith Marston, and the production assistant was Joanne Hopper. Blood Wedding was a BBC World Service drama production adapted and directed by Walter Acosta.